Good evening. This week's Seder Parshas Vayishlach. The Torah describes the famous wrestling match that takes place between Yaakov Avinu and a certain Malach, whoever exactly it was. The Soro Shel Esav, Chazal say. So it says in Perek Lamed Beis, in Pasuk Chof Ches, towards the end, Vayomer Elav Ma Shemecha, the Malach asks Yaakov, what's your name? And he says, Vayomer Yaakov, his name is Yaakov. And then he says, Vayomer, Lo Yaakov, Yomer Od Shimcha Ki Yisrael. Your name shall no longer be called Yaakov, your name shall from now on be called Yisrael, Ki Sarisim Al Kim Nashima Tuchal, for you have been able to wrestle with God and with man and have been successful. So this is the place where Yaakov in his name is changed to Yisrael in this battle with the Malach. We point out in the past, the Rambam is of the opinion that the whole thing was a prophetic vision. The Rambam holds that whenever you have Malachim mentioned in terms of interaction with people, it's not an actual event, it's a prophetic vision. The Rambam vehemently disagrees. But whatever it is... The Rambam vehemently
disagrees. But even the Rambam says it's not an actual physical
altercation. Right, that's a different question, right? What it represents and so on. But be that as it may, and limped afterwards, that there's some back of the psychosomatic and so on. Okay. But anyway, his name is changed here by the Malach from Yaakov to Yisrael. And, that's point one. Later on in the parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself reiterates this more directly, so to speak, in the end of or in the middle of Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Ches, Vayera Elokim El Yaakov Old Vov Mifadan Aram Vayvarach Osa. Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov again when he returned from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. Pasuk Yud Vayomer Elokim Shimcha Yaakov Lo Yikare Shimcha Od Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yeshemecha. Yisrael. Right, so again, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu affirms that the name of Yaakov is being changed to Yisrael. So in general, I want to speak this evening about the issue of changing somebody's name, which is our practice of Rachmana Litzlan, somebody is a Chola. I have it in my sefer, yeah. Parshas Lech Lecha, not here. But we'll try and say something else besides what's there. The Gemara says in general that a person has to be very careful with names, because name, when you name a child, you name somebody, the name can sometimes be gorim, can cause a certain type of behavior. The Gemara in Brachas of Zion and Beis derives from different names, different things. For example, the Gemara says why Rus was called Rus, and why this one was called that. And the Gemara says in the middle of Tav Zayin and Beis and Brachas, Man Menolon Deshmo Gorin. How do we know that somebody's name can have some kind of causative effect? Somehow a person's name can cause something that relates to his life, as in the case in the Gemara, this example. Rus and the Yaakov himself, the other save others. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Domar Kro Lechu Chazu Mifalos Hashem Asher Som Shamos Baaretz, Pasuk Tehillim, which says, go take a look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu has placed Shamos, Shin Mem Vav Tav, Shamos, in the word Shemama, devastation, right? About Tishol, you know, like we have a number of places meaning devastation, right? And but the Gemara has a drasha, Al Tikra Shamos Ela Shemos. Right, don't read it as Shamos, read it as Shemos, and therefore it says, go look at the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has placed names in the land. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in accordance with the names. So you see from the Gemara that Shmo Kagarim, that a person's name can have some sort of an effect in a way. The Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Hazinu, in Siman Zion, Parshas Hazinu, let's find it here. The Medrash says, Zechoriah Mos Olam Binus Nos Vodola Olam Yivdok Adam B'Shemos Likro Lebno Haroi Leos Sadek Kilefamim Hashem Gorem Tova Gorem Ra. The Medrash says, Hazino, Medrash Hakom Hazino Sin Zion. Sometimes the name itself can have an impact. I don't understand exactly what that means, but he gives the various examples. Kemos Shematzino Bar Meraglim. He has a list of all the wicked Meraglim, the 10 Meraglim who brought home a negative report, and he said their names were hinted at already in their names that there's going to be trouble. Shamua ben Zakura Shalosh Shoma B'Divrei Makom, you know, all these plays on words and so on based on the names. So that's quoting from Ramosha Darshan. So you see that names have a certain amount of significance. Of course,
so how could the mother or father call one of the biggest Tanaim Ishmael?
Yeah, so that's the Tosas actually raised that kasha. Maybe I'll come back to it. Okay.
And
the tshuva at the end, huh?
Yehudas is a common name in Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, and the first Yehudas
is
the right way.
Yeah, right.
So they say that, you know, they're terutzim about Yishmael. Rabbi the great Rabbi Yishmael, you know, that was a Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Okay. Shaul ben Akran is the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are terutzim to that. The basic is Yishmael did tshuva, or the name itself is good. There are different answers. But anyway, that's all I'm getting to now. I think I once spoke about that Gadol.
By
using names of Rishayim and so on. I think we once did speak about that. Anyway, as was alluded to before, right? Not too many Esavs in the Jewish, not too many Hamans around. You know, there are names that we don't use. Okay, anyway. So anyway, this is that's the Gemara and then the Medrash Tanchumas. As we know, of course, Yaakov was not the first person to have his name changed. We find early in the Chumash in Parshas Lech Lecha that Avraham Avinu's name is changed, right? The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Zayin, Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hey. Hashem Baruch Hu says, "Velo yikari ot shimcha Avram, your name alone called Avram, v'ha shimcha Avraham, ki av hamon goyim l'saticha." Avram's name is changed to Avraham, and several psukim later in that same parak, right, psukim Tezvav and Tezayin, "Vayomer Elokim al Avraham, Sarai istecha lo sikra es shema Sara," what's Tezvav mean? "Ki Sara shema," right, her name is no longer Sarai, but rather Sara. And then it's interesting, right after that it says, "Uveirachti also v'gam nosafi mimena l'cha bein," "I'll bless her and I'll give you a son through her." Right, they shall have children and the kings will come from, and so on. So based upon this, there's a famous Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Well, so let's see, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zion Amud Beis, says the following. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, where is it now? Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dalet Dvarim Mekarin Gzardino Shel Adam. There are four things which tear up or which destroy a negative decree against a person. Four things. Elohein, here they are. Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shina Hashem, Shina Maisa. Tzedakah, charity, Tzedakah, crying, praying to Hashem. Shina Hashem, changing your name, and Shina Maisa. Leaving out Shina Hashem for a second, the other three are the famous Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, which we know about from, you know, from the Piyut on Rosh Hashem Kippur. But to that view, it says Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shina Hashem, Shina Maisa. We bring psukim to demonstrate it. So regarding Shina Hashem, the pasuk is the psukim in Lech Lecha. The chesiv Sarai istechol osikra shma Sarai ki Sarai shma. Right, Sarai's name was changed to Sarai. Then the very next pasuk chesiv uverachti osav v'gam nasati menochah bein. Right, and in the next pasuk there's a bracha mentioned. This, so there's a bracha associated with the change of name. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, and therefore we see from there that a negative decree can be changed or cancelled or altered by means of a change of name. The same concept appears as well in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. Bereishis Rabbah is a good idea. Bereishis Rabbah is a Parsha Mem Dalid, and some editions of Simon Yud Bey, some Tezvav. It says, among different things there, it specifically mentions of Yudim B'Shem Rabbalaz Amar Gimel Dorm about Gzeres Ros. Three things cancel a negative Gzer. Ve'elhen Tfilat Stok of Tshuva. Again, we know that from Hashem Kippur. That's a commencement to the Medrash. And then, later on, of Hunabar Yosef Amar Av Shina Shem. Also Shina Shem, and also Maisintov, Shina Shem Avraham. So the same thing is found in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, and it's found as well in the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah. This is in Parsha Hey, Koheles Rabbah, see Koheles Rabbah. Parsha Hey, Simon Dal, against him involved in some editions. Just a moment. Lost the place a minute. Parsha Dalid. Parsha Dalid, Simon, what did I say? Simon Vav. Excuse me for a second. Parsha Hey, Simon Dalad, yeah. Okay, so now I don't see that one. Okay, it says it over there also. Okay, so now I have to take my word for it because I lost the place. But okay. So I thought I'd marked it off, but I failed to do so. Parsha Dalid, oh, I'm sorry, so I had the wrong one. Sorry, it's Parsha Hey. Parsha Hey, Simon Dalid, yeah. Okay. Oh, here it is, yeah. As it says again, another opinion, Rav Muna Amar Af, Tainas, various different things. Rav Chiya Bar Yosi Amar Af Shina Shem, okay, Shina Shem as well. Learn from Avraham Avinu, okay? But here, that's why I want to mention this inside, because it adds something. Inside, it's Parsha Hey, Simon Dalet, or Simon Love in some editions. It says, we learn from Avraham. The Gemara mentions Sarai as the source. The Medrash, both in Brish Rabbah and here, Kalas Rabbah, mentions Avraham, and the Medrash adds something, because the Gemara said, why did the Gemara bring Sarai as an example? Because the very next Pasuk, after Sarai's name was changed to Sarai, the next Pasuk says, and she'll have a child, right? Here it says Avram, and the Medrash says specifically, Avram eino molid, Avraham molid, Sarai eino yoledes, Sarah yoledes. Okay, Avram can't have any children, but Avraham can, Sarai can't have any children, Sarah can, right? So therefore, you see, that's why I want to read that inside, because it's an important Torah, that you see that the Gzeira changed. Now, there was a Gzeira against Avram having children. Again, Sarai having children. Good. But now they change their name. That's not me anymore. That's sort of the logic of it, if you will.
For our chorus today?
What? Oh, let's see. We'll come in a second. So, not in a second, but we'll get to it then. There we are. So, the Maharsha here in Rosh Hashanah, the Maharsha on this, the same daf Tezayin Amud Beis, has a point about this, the Dibra Maskel Dalet Dvarim. So what's the idea? What's the idea of these things changing? It's a long piece on in general of those things. But he says, as far as the Shina Hashem is concerned, basically the idea is that the person is no longer the same person as it was before. In other words, that's the idea. When you change your name, so what it means that I'm not the same person against whom this Xera was. Okay? Shina Hashem, and so on. We learned out as it says. So Avraham, it's again the idea being that it's not the Gzera was against that person. That's not me. And he quotes the Smag from which it says the Yud Zayin, Kosov Shatam B'Shina Hashem, Klomar Shani Acher Ve'Eini Oso Isha Oso Oso Maisa. Right, and that's the point. The whole idea of Shina Hashem. I brought the Smag with me. It's in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, which is interesting. The Mitzvah of Tshuva. Right, that's the Siman Yud Zayin and Mitzvah Tasei of the Smag, and he writes Shina Hashem Shemeshana Shmo Klomar Shani Acher VeEini Oso Isha Oso Son of Meisim. Right, I'm not the. There was a decree against so and so. That's not me anymore. I changed my name. I think magic, so I'm not the same person. So whatever decree was passed against that person is no longer applicable because I'm not
also,
that guy anymore.
Which is also probably the same notion, but the other two.
Yeah, but well, yeah.
Fila,
right.
Saka.
Yeah.
That's why Lee Palel.
Oh, it's about yourself. That's
it's
reflective. Yeah.
Now I change myself.
That's a good Russia. Yeah. Lit Palel is pointing out the word Lit Palel, the Dabbos Palel. It's Hit Pael, which is reflective, refers to yourself. You're sort of judging yourself. That's good. That works out. So the Eitz Yosef, which is the one that comes in the Medrash in the back in Bereishis Rabbah, the Eitz Yosef says, Af Shin Hashem, Shai Be Shin Hashem, Ein Also Yishar Zera Ro, Lol of Nizra. Not against me that particular decree was passed. So with all of that in mind, this is what all the Rishonim and Achronim are saying, that this concept of changing somebody's name changes somebody's status, even the Ram as well. I have in the back of Masechus Rosh Hashanah. Hope it's here in this printing. Okay, the Rosh Ran says on Rosh Hashanah, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, in the pages of the Rif, the Divra Maskel Shina Hashem. The Maharsha also writes that these are, The Ran also says that based on these, the same thing, Shina Hashem, Mishana Shmo, the time of the Milsa, he says a little differently, a little different twist, the Shina Hashem Gorem Olasos Tshuva, Sheyomar Bilibo, Eini Oso Isha Isi Kodon Lachem, Balach Tzorach Ani Lasaka in Masai. Ran adds an interesting twist. We thought it's all magic, right? Oh, the decree was against Avraham. I'm not Avraham, by the way. I'm Avraham, so it's not against me, right? That's how we learn. That's the Pasha. The Ran has a little bit of a deeper level here. The Ran is saying that because of this, you will be inspired to do tshuva. In other words, let's face it. What is really Korea? What really destroys a bad decree against a person? Only one thing. Tshuva, right? It's tshuva. So what is tshuva? You change who you are, right? That's the point. When a person does tshuva, he's a different person. So therefore, it's not the matter of your name. Before your name was Chaim, and now your name is Baruch. I mean, it's not about the matter of the name. Changing your name changes your essence, changes who you are. The what? Yes, I'm saying the Ran is saying not hocus pocus. It's the changing of the name. I read it again because
the Ran would probably still have a baby, just name change.
Yeah, okay, fine, but, yeah, I mean, because he can't do it, okay, but he's saying the time of the milsa, the reason behind it, is, again, the shina Hashem gorim olasos tshuva, sheyomar belibo, you say to yourself, eini oso, I'm not that same guy as I was before. I have a different name. If I have a different name, then I better be, I better fix up my deeds as well, as I state in the Ram. And that explains why, as well, perhaps the Rambam himself, you know, one would expect that the Rambam perhaps doesn't go for this stuff. You know what I mean? The Rambam may change the name. The Rambam is the rationalist, you know, par excellence. But the fact is, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, in the Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Midarkei HaTshuva, one of the ways to do Tshuva is Lios Hashav Tzoik Tomei Lifnei Hashem B'Vechiv HaSachanunim, right? You should cry out to Hashem with crying and petitioning God. V'Oset Tzoka V'Kochu Mishrachei Karbein Yeradov HaShachotavo U'Mishane Shmo, says the Rambam, but not change his name from this name to Yaakov to Yisrael or something like that. No. What does it mean, Mishana Shmo? Klomer, Shani Acher, Ve'eni Oso Yisrael, Oso Osana Maisim. U'Mishana Maisim, Kula Tov, but Seth, you change who you are. That's the idea of changing your name. And that's why the Rambam in the famous, the famous statements later on in Hilchos Tshuva, in Parag Zion, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zion, the Rambam says, Gedola Tshuva, you know, because the Tshuva, HaTshuva Mekareves Narachokim, Tshuva brings people afar closer, because Emesh Hayozeh, son of Namak, a famous Rama. Yesterday, this same fellow was hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Meshukutz, Meruchok, Betoeva, you know, he's disgusting and abominable, far away, etc. Vayom, who all the Nechmat Karav Yadid. Now, the same guy, the next day, Abdullah Tshuva, is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. And again, Halacha Zayin, Kama Mula Malas HaTshuva, emphasized that moved on HaShem HaKadosh Israel. This person was separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzoik, Veino Nene, right? And then so on, Osa Mitzvah, Tavar Osa Befonav. And now Hayom Mudbuk Beshina Tzoik Venenev Osa Mitzvah Kabbalah Somanachas, etc., etc. So again, the Rambam has the same idea. Again, it's the Shini Hashem is not so much a magic kind of thing, but rather it represents, to put everything together, especially with that run, it represents a change in the person's very nature.
So the other side of the coin, Nigalu B'Zchut Shelo Shinu Shmam.
Ah, okay, also go right. The Klal Yisrael was
would be
the,
yeah. That one works like
they didn't give us the guy's
name,
huh?
Change their name. You really hear
something.
Yeah, so that's what the judge saying before. But, okay, so conceptual. The Rambam, they're telling us what the concept is. You're right, it wouldn't work necessarily with a baby. Nonetheless,
here's
okay. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch,
because that's materialism.
It says in the Shulchan Aruch,
they do it, Marty?
Yeah. For no good reason.
For fun.
The Ramor writes in Yoredeya Siman Shin Lamed Hey, that's the Siman about the first Siman, the Hilchos Dikra Cholim, right? Ramor writes Siman Shin Lamed Hey of Yoredeya Sif Yud. Yesh Omrim Shemi Sheis Lachol Veis O Yelach Esol Chacham Shrevi Shirak Esol Rachamim to go to someone to daven for him. That's a different concept. We spoke about that in the past too. The idea of going to for a bracha to somebody and so on. I don't go into that now. The Chayin Nogel of Baruch Cholim Veis Haknesses. The meaning is to make him Mishaberech V'cholim in the shul, he mentions, and Likro Lohem Shem Chodosh, and to give cholim, he specifically mentioned it here regarding a chola. Notice that none of the Gemaras or any of the Rishonim we mentioned till now, we're talking about the concept of tshuva in general, someone wishes to change his ways and change the decree, but I don't think anyone mentions specifically a chola. But Ramor clearly applies it in the name of others to a chola. Ki Ashini Hashem Korea Gzardino. He said the change of names, and again, the Biur HaGemara writes, that's from this Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Gemara didn't say it about a chole, but the Ramor paskins lahalocha that this is the practice, to change the person's name, case someone is deathly ill and so on, he changed his name because that'll change the decree. Yoruch HaShulchan, commenting on that same
sentence. So at what point do you do that?
Yeah, so that's a different question. How sick does the person have to be? Okay.
How sick can be? So you may wait too long and too late.
Yeah, yeah, Enochanami. So let's look at the Yishar HaShulchan. The Rosh Hashulchan writes in that same Sinan, Shin Lamed Hei, there are days, see if you days. Yesh Misha Omrim, and so on, he quotes the first part. And, So the Rosh Hashulchan says, Yes, always open. Yes, and then the Sifiyot Beis, or some sinners in order. Yes, Omen. Shemis Yes, Ochol, Yes, Och Beis, or Yelech, Yes, Ochochem, Shabir, Shivak, Yes, Och Rachamim, Shivachenu, Vechein Nogel, Roch, Yes, Ochom, Yes, Akness, Yes, Shaskes, Atorah, Doz, Rachamim, Yes, Orer. That's why we do it, though. We have Mishabrech, Ochol, and Dafke, by raining time. So how there's more Rachamim at that time, whatever exactly that means. And then it says, here's his Lashon, it's not going to answer your question totally, Yitzhok, but it, Vim HaMachal HaChazokah, if the sickness is strong, you know,
they would not do this for common cold.
Right, a guy caught a cry, exactly. So I don't know, again, it only begs the next question, so how chazoka does it have to be, but as he says, v'mamachla chazoka mishanen Hashem. What does it mean? He says, klomar, and here's an important point, because the truth of the matter is that what we saw was that, you know, there were two different types of changes mentioned in the Sukkot. And I forgot to mention before, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, the end of the first pack in Brachos, draws a distinction. Because the Gemara says, I won't read inside now, but I'll take my word for it, outside the Gemara tells us that Avraham's name was changed to Avraham to the point that you no longer call him Avraham. In fact, it says you're not allowed to call him Avraham. Sarai's name was changed to Sarai. We don't call her Sarai anymore. Such was not the case with Yaakov. His name was changed to Yisrael, but it was an additional name, not a complete substitute. That's different. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, when we change the name, and again, we don't know, in other words, in all the sources that we saw till now, the Gemara, Shin HaShem, with the Marsha, and the Rambam, and the Ran, what does that mean? You give him a different name, and you get rid of the old name? Didn't really say. And even the Ramo is not so clear. The Ramo just says, Nogim, what is it? Mechay Nogel Rochom Esakneset, Likolan Shem Chadash. So the Aruch HaShulchan clarifies, what does it mean? Chomar Shemosifin Lo Ode Shem Lishmo. You add a name. That's the first person that I saw. Anyway, that actually says it that way. So you have to add a name. Now, as far as which name becomes what, so it's in the Gesher Chaim. Gesher Chaim is an important work on Hilchos Avelos, written by Rechim Michal Tukachinsky, who was a Rav in Yerushalayim, a prominent Rav in Yerushalayim in the mid-1900s. So in Chelek Aleph, or the Sefer Gesher Chaim, and Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, Sif Gimel Oz Dalad, he writes, Rabim Noagim Lashanos Shem Chole Mesukon, Behind the Shem Osifin Lo Shem Chodosh. You add a name on. Because Osifin Lo Hashem is a whole ceremony. Mispalin Tehillim Basora, you say certain chapters of Tehillim with a minion. Omamai Hirotzon, or Yud Gimel Midas, or Yerzan Shosaf. It's Hashem, Hanitfas Besidurim Achar Tehillim. It's a special Hirotzon, printed many Sidurim afterwards. Now, that's where we'll come back to the point you asked about again in just a moment, but that's what it says in the Gesher Chaim. Now, it's interesting, in the Sefer Chassidim, there's a discussion in Oz, Simon Reish Mem Dalad, the Sefer Chassidim says certain things that will change a person's fortune for good, and
Yeah,
well, not in the Tzavot part, but in the Sefer. So it wasn't a separate, in the back, it's a Tzavot. But he says, L'tova yesh adam shekol hanikroim b'shmo yatzlich l'gdula. Okay? Sometimes if people have a certain name, it'll be a simon for atzvacha. Okay? And you should use those names. He mentioned using names of avos. I'll find the exact line. He says, however, he says, how do you choose what name to add? How do you choose what name to add? He says, "Latzolam Omer shekaru lo shem begoel mitoch haSefer kasher osin lecholer." Okay, apparently there's some type of a you do a goel, you open up the Sefer Torah Chumash and you pick a name like that, and that's how you find the name, and that's how you decide. He doesn't say to add a particular name of Chaim and Raphael or something like that, but rather you do a goel with a say. Somehow you open a Sefer Torah, you maybe turn the page in the direction seven times, like the goel I grow. Whatever exactly the goel is, doesn't specify, but he says you do it mitoch haSefer. You do it mitoch haSefer. And he explains towards the end, this is not considered nichush. It's not superstition or whatever, necromancy or whatever, we don't have to worry about that. That's not what this is. Okay? What's interesting is, that's an interesting thing. Is that allowed in the Sefer Chassidim? Allows it in the Mekor Chesed from the Ruin Margolios on the bottom of the sedition of the Sefer Chassidim. He tells a couple of Marmakomas. So one of the things he points to is the Chidor in the Birkei Yosef. This is your Yoredeya Simon Kuf Ayin Tes Yuf Kotten Vav, He says, Mutar, quotes the Marikish, Mutar liftoch b'torah liros ha-pasuk ha-oleh. You can open up the Sefer Torah and see what pasuk pops up, so to speak, and act and make a decision in accordance with that pasuk. It's not considered superstition. Ukvosh is himbi oshio, tiyu chayenu, the Torah is our life, so you can find everything we need in the Torah. Like the Pesukim tell us, the Yoshio HaMelech found the old Sefer Torah. Remember the guy was cleaning up after there of what is it, of Shkolim, they found the old other times we read about the Sefer Torah was found in the days of Yoshio and was open up to the Pesuk of because Rav was going to punish the people, so he was inspired by this to do Tshuva and lead a whole Tshuva movement. And he said it's mutter lichot liso eitzam in haTorah and so on. So he does a little discussion about the story.
Right, it was out of place.
Where it was there. Okay, but that's what the Chidah says. You look and see what pasuk's on the top line. That's what some people do. It's interesting that I think in the biography of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he writes that he was trying to decide where he was going to go.
Moshe.
He was trying to decide whether to leave
to go to America,
and that was the question. So he opened up a pasuk, and it says, "Lake Moshe Hamidbar." Go find Moshe in the Midbar. Moshe finds you in the Midbar. America was in the Midbar. So that's what he took as a sin to go. They say that, you know, when Rabbi Breuer, the older Rabbi Breuer, Yosef Breuer, so, you know, his name at the end was Levi Yosef. So why did they, because he took ill, and they wanted to change his name because he was ill. So they opened the Pasuk, and they came to the, this I heard, they came to the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, where it says, Shimon v'Levi Achim. So Rabbi Schwartz was the other Rav, his name was Shimon, so they weren't going to add the name Shimon to him. So then the next name was Pasuk Levi. That's how he came Levi Yosef. Then I heard that well, he was upset they changed his name at all, because he said he got better, and he said he knew already from a dream or something like that that he was going to live to be older than his brother, and his brother lived to his 90s, and he did. The boy lived to a very, very old age. But anyway, the Birkei Yosef says this is mutter to go use the Sefer Torah for these types of tips, so to speak, and hints. Even the Rambam, it's interesting.
That's an interesting point on its own. So yeah. Somebody else can change your name?
Well, the family was involved. It was a family. That's
What makes a name a name? A name is what everyone else calls you. Everyone else decides to call you something that's your name.
And oftentimes, the
person only legally you need a consent.
And now today, I don't know.
Signed consent.
I don't know.
But you're also allowed to ask a tinnik what pasuk you're learning in.
So the Rambam writes in a tshuva. This is in the Brau edition. It's in Kufayin Beis. Yoreinu b'dover misha posef b'sipre Torah derech gorol. He's a mutter in law. They asked the Rambam, this is a mutter to open a sacred Torah to find some hints and so on and so forth. And he says the guy was a shliach tzibur, and he was doing it for goyim, and some people didn't like it. Maybe it should be osur. And the Rambam writes, monim osom asur chachol goyim. They shouldn't do it for goyim. Aba, you know, l'fishim is a chil, it's a chil. But he says, aba lo yusar, you don't have to fire the guy for it. They want to get rid of the chazan. You don't have to fire him for it. The lo yaneis is no punishment. And so the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Kochot Perek Yirav Alocha Hey, that you can ask a kid what pasuk you learn. Sokhlik Sukha. We have in the Gemara a couple of times. But again, this is not a matter of superstition. That's how everybody explains. This is not superstition. This is using the Torah as a guide, so to speak. It's not that, you know, and only works for, you know, only works in the Torah. It's not a magic thing that a person does. You know, so by some of the chassidim, I think they'll use the Tanya or whatever else, whatever else, some rebbe's biography or something like that. I don't know. The Gemara talks about it with regards to Pesukim. I think Rashefta once told the story that he goes to Tannersville for the summertime, so there's a chassidish population there, and friend with some neighbor, whatever it was, and what they do is they'll open the Tanya, they'll open the safe, whatever the book is, and they'll put it in the marker in the place, close it, and the next day, yes.
The silver bauble blocking one of the vendors.
Silver bauble. I'm still in Lexus.
There's a minion of the people down in Marathon.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, they're probably going to finish in a few minutes. Yeah. Sorry. Got a silver bauble? Okay. But anyway, so he said that the one of the women there was trying, so they open up, they'll open up the book, they ran the page, close it, then the next day they'll open it again. Even though it's going to be on the same page, didn't move. But okay. So he said that the lady tried to come to Tannersville, not come to Tannersville, so she figured she didn't have a chumash available. So there was a cookbook in the house. from one of the whatever Hasidic groups she belonged to. So she opened up the cookbook and put a thing in, and then she opened it up and was on the page that this is a dish that she always makes when she comes to Tanakhil. So that was the simon. She got the Tanakhil. So that's dumb superstition. That's silly. But that probably is not allowed to rely on that kind of thing. That's just dumb silliness. But to use the Torah, that we're allowed to do. So that's what they say in terms of finding a name. That's what the Sefer Chassidim alludes to there, is finding a name. Of course, a person has to be careful not to use the name of a Rosh. As we mentioned before, Yitzhak mentioned before about Yishmael. So that's the Gemara says, the famous pasuk in... in Tehillim, it's famous because it's Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we're familiar with the first part of the pasuk, right? The first part of the pasuk says, first part of the pasuk says Zecher Tzadik Lerocha. That part we know, but the second part of the pasuk, that the Tzadik remember for good. The second part is the Shem Rishoyim Yirka. The names of the Rishoyim should rot away. So we don't use certain names, right? The Tosas De'en Yumad, the Tosas De'en Yumad, that's Lamed Ches Mabez, says that certain names we don't use, the Lamask of the Shmaitz, the Gemara has it in Subis they had, there was a Dayan in Yerushalayim, was named Hanan ben Avishalom, right? So Avishalom was also not such a great tzaddik, and so anyway, Tosas deals with that problem.
Well, that's the name, Avishalom.
Yeah, so that's what they say. The question is, what the right gear, so there is, okay, is it Avi Shalom, is it Avshalom, it's the same name, not the same name, anyway, the process is there, and Exubus and that daf also deals with that
very
problem.
Popular, yeah. To call a child Nimrod.
Nimrod become popular, yeah.
You tell them Nimrod is a bad man.
Yeah, yeah.
So that did you mind? Nimrod was the chief commander of the army.
Right, of course, yeah, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I heard years ago of a case, all his family's connected, they want to name Nimrod, and at that time it wasn't popular in the mold, and would say they're not doing it. Well, say he's not doing the bris, they use that name. Okay, so in the Sefer Tamim in Hogim, off too, I'm sorry. Let's say the Talmud and Hagim in the Kudrus Achron to soon Reish Yud Zion. Just about they're talking. The Talmud and Hagim is a nice collection of all these different unusual Minhagim. So let me just find it. So he talks about in the footnote in Kudrus Achron to that, and it's in Zion, so he talks about what Tehillim to say, and then he says as follows: Misha Achola, by your days I'm a Shana Shmo. So what happens now? The person got better. Baruch Hashem, he got better. Like Esav Abroi, he got better. Im Amad Micholya Ayidei Shina Shmo, Im Koren Oso as Ben Ova Torah LaOlam. Well, how do you call him up now to the Torah? Well, what he calls children up. The guy, my whole life, the guy had this name. Now my father took it. He always changed his name, so now I got to be referred to a different one and call up to the Torah. What about in a get, an exuba, whatever else? So he says, if the person recovered, la'ola maskirin shem hashinu kodem l'shmo harishon. First of all, it's the new name becomes his first name. And the second name becomes the middle name. Let's state here, avalim lo omad, if he never got better, okay, Im am korin es bonav toy as kiru shmo rishon shalom kodom shem hashinei. Quotes the kitzur shalom. He says if the person didn't recover, then you flip it around. But according to him, either way, you still maintain that that old name. Now the Gesher Chaim doesn't say that. The Gesher Chaim says now he does say Hashem Anosav Yitosef Barosh. The new name is it's in the beginning. Kagon im nikra Moshe v'osifa Hashem Rafael yikare Rafael Moshe. Right, the guys in the notes and how they added Rafal, they call him Rafal Moshe. Vim Hivri Mechol Yoseh Afilu Me'at, V'nischazek B'shmo Acharas B'cheskos Kamlo Mechol Meshav Shloshim Yom. If you are okay and he recovers and lives another 30 days, V'afilu Meis Lachar Shloshim Yom, even if he then died, as long as he got up. If he never got out of bed and he just was in a coma, it doesn't count. It means he got up and he seemed to be well. Then we stick to the old name. Nikra B'shmo Zeh La'at. Bain ala Matseva, the new name, but Reform Moshe, whatever. Bain ala Matseva, they put him as Matseva. Bain belimud Mishnah, you're going to learn Mishnayas by his name, Leila Nishmoso, Vaskara, Vetfila, Nishmoso, and so on. Bavim lo kam, Mechay Rachonathan, the guy never got up. The lone is Kazakh Solshim, Yomachas, Kamechon, Bishmah Kodesh, Nizkov, and Nikosev, Rak, Bishmah Kodem, we ignore the second name altogether. My mother last son was very ill, so my mother last son's name was Rina. So I wanted to change the name when she took very ill, so we got a minute together. remember Rabbi Cohen and a few other people in the yeshiva. So we did this little ceremony. I changed the name to Chai Arena. So from then on, when I daven in the Tfilas, I would say Chai Arena. But she never recovered. So that other name was not kept based on what it says here in this Gesher HaChaim. In terms of...
What do you mean recovered? If she survived another 30
days. But it means covered. It's got to say Becheskos Kom Mecholyo. You got up. You got out of bed. You know... my mother's case, I never even got out of bed again. I mean, it was really. But again, it's a little bit nebulous. But that's what he says. Vecheskos kam mecholyo. In the Shulchan Aruch, he asked about the get. We'll just see. In Eben Ezer Simon Kuf Chav Tes. That's an Ilchus Gittin. Eben Ezer Simon Kuf Chav Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif the Yud Ches. Just a second. Yeah. Mishen Nishtane Shmo Machmas Choli. Okay. If someone's name was changed because of illness, Afal Pisha Koran also Tamim B'Shem Rishon, even though people still refer to him or her by the first name, Mikol Mokom Shem Ashino Ikar, the new name is the Ikar, Afila Hula is B'Shem Rishon, even if they give more of an English name or a Goyish name, Bekosan also Kodem, Vacharkach the Miskari Ploni, Shem Rishon. Okay? But that dafka kishakorin also with amim b'shem sheni. I mean, ain't korin also b'shem the klal. Ain't no kozel shem rishon buvad. So he kind of the mechaber here, kind of you know, again
usage.
Figures. Yeah, it's a usage question. And the Ramah says it goes if it's a man, some of the man's name in the get. So it's a god. All the sefer Torah b'shem. If he's called up in the sefer Torah, both of them, then you quote both
that,
of them.
But that's
song.
True in general, not only for this.
Yeah, chanami. You're right. That's a mishkar. Yeah. So again, the nosekanim. I don't want to go into that so much, but the nosekanim here talk about it. The pesachet tshuva. It's in the
does anybody say that it's not? Because like my mother's middle name is Chaya.
Yeah.
They gave her a middle name.
Well, they added the middle name. I mean,
and
she was better. She did well. Baruch Hashem. I don't know.
Well, many times you have two names because the person you are called after, when he was sick, a name was added to him.
She's Chava Chaya.
No, but I'm saying if you call someone in the name of a grandfather. And the grandfather had two names. That's more common how you get two names to begin with.
Yeah.
For a baby.
Right. So we know, right. So sometimes they'll name the baby. That's a different discussion. I forgot that in the Minchas Olah there was a tshuva in Chelik Dalat Simchot Zayin, a tshuva about names in general. And that's where he tells an interesting story. And I forgot to bring it, but it's there. He's the Minchas Olah says. That firstly talks the case was a very, you know, was kind of a tragic case. The father was dying, you know, on the day that the son had a birth or something like that. The question was, should you bury him first, and now you can use the name for the, you know, for the son, or can use the name? For a tragic story. There's a similar story that I heard about of Shlomo Kluger. Know that that there
what was
a, right. There were the father was not the father was very sick. It was a ghost face. Was in his death throes of death. Seemed to be on his deathbed in the house. That he came. I think it was Shlomo Kluger. Came to the bris. So they were hanging around after the bris. What's going on? He finally asked, what's going on? What's the bris? They're saying that they're waiting for the father to die, so that they can give the baby their father's name. So Shlomo Kluger said, what do you mean? Eliyahu HaNavi comes to give it a refuah to the baby. So when he's here, we'll ask him to give it a refuah to the father also. So let's give the bris right away. Eliyahu Malach HaBris comes, and we'll ask him also while he's here. He should also give a bracha to the father. Let's say the father got better. That's that story. But in this story, the Michas Alonzo, he was asking, so he goes into the whole question, we can name after a living person, you know, anyway. But as far as him, the practice is that they name after living people as well. It's considered a big honor. Adrabba, the grandson is born. They name after the grandson. It's a big covet. I think that I think Rabbi Adler here in Tina, he has his daughter married. One of his daughters married a Sfardi, I think, and she had her first baby, and they wanted to name. They wanted to name after him. It's peculiar to him, but that's what it was. So there's a story that he quotes. He doesn't say the whole thing. When Michal Salazar, at the end of that tshuva, quotes that the Munkachin, descendant of Bnei Yisoskar, when the Bnei Yisoskar's mother was pregnant with the. So she went to the Noam Elimelech for a bracha. So the Noam Elimelech was an old man at the time. Noam Elimelech told the mother, you should name the baby, we'll give him a bracha, you should name the baby Elimelech. Okay. So when the baby was born, she named him Tzvi Elimelech. That was the name of the Bnei Yisrael, Tzvi Elimelech. In Yiddish, Hersh Melech. Tzvi Elimelech. So then later on, the Minchas Alazar writes, later on, the mother brought the baby to the Non Alimelech, who's still alive. And he was playing with the baby, and at this part he doesn't write in the children. He's calling him, he said he was calling him Melech, Melech, Melech. So the mother said, you know, his name is Tzvi Melech. His name is Hirsch Melech. Tzvi is Hirsch in the Yiddish, Hirsch Melech. So the Non Alimelech said, I told you to name him after me. So she said, but you're still alive. So he said, so what? You know. And then he said, oh, Melech, you know. And the Yiddish, she said, a Hirsch is Nishkan Melech, a deer. Hirsch is a deer, so he's a deer. A deer is not going to become a king. In other words, this baby is not going to be as great as he could have been. A Hirsch is Nishkan Melech. Okay, but he supposed to did pretty well for himself anyway. But that was the story that the Nechaz was the prince at the end of this tshuva. Anyway, so the issue, they say, the Nosek Kelim there in Sim, or Ebenezim Kufchapet deal with that question about, about the get. But again, it seems to be that the person the Geshachlein writes, and that's, I think, the more standard practice, that the person, if he gets up from the sickness and is able to recover, so to speak, at least somewhat, then he keeps, or he or she keeps the name. I'm also just going to read, I don't know where this is from. I mean, I know where it's from, I have it here, but I don't know where it came from. Rabbi Chida writes in the Sefer Dvash Lefi, Marechet Shin Os Yodalet, Shini Hashem, Kishaosim Leisha, when you do it with a woman, Lo Yikra'ua, do not use the name Rochel, Batsheva, Tamar, Alea. Ella Chana Sari Yocheved. I'm just reading to you what it said. I didn't say why. He says it's from the Likutei Gura HaRizal. So it's obviously up to Kabbalah or some other. It says not to use Chana Sari Yocheved, don't use Rochel, Batsheva, Tamar, Alea. I don't know why, I don't know what. As they state, that's, you know, that's again, the common practice is to use either to do that Goral and find a name that's in the Torah, or to use a name that somehow, Josh mentioned before, use Chaya, or Chava means life, or Brocha, right, or for a man, Baruch, or Chaim, or Refoil, some name that symbolizes something good.
For a woman, that's the practice, common case is when, I think, the boy is marrying a girl that has the same name as...
That's a different problem, right? That's it, right. That's a different problem.
Then you add a name to the girl.
Right, so sometimes you do that.
The question is whether the Siddha also would limit that.
Oh, I don't know. What does he say? I'll look it up. This again, this is in Dvash Lefi. He doesn't say, he just says, Shina Hashem Kisha Osim Leisha. Doesn't say by Cholah. So I don't know. I don't know. I just, you know, for the sake of completeness, I'm mentioning it, but I can't claim to know what he's driving.
Like, how can you remember?
But, somewhere else in one of my notes, I had the ayin and the chitah. I once came across it. That's all. So yeah, so that's there. But all right, he does not use that name. We'll just finish off with something from Josh U.S. before about, you know, this whole thing started with the story of Sarah and Sarah. Well, we started with Yaakov and Yisrael. I definitely use that because the two names stuck, even though we don't ever find them called Yaakov and Yisrael together, but both names are used. And actually, you know, there are psukim, Yogo Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. We do find the two names, you know, juxtaposed one another, you know, and Shimcha Yaakov. We do find both used.
If someone's got a father named Yaakov, he won't name his kid Yisrael. Right,
right. That's true. That's also right. Anyway, so Moshe Sternbuch in his tshuvas, this is in Chelek Aleph, and we'll finish with this. Simon Tov Shin Sadi, was asked about, she started with Sora, she was an Akora, she couldn't have a baby, and then she is Sora, I couldn't have a baby, but Sora will. So he was asked, this child, Joshua, you asked, Adam Nosim Ishto Esashon, Velo Yolda, okay, they didn't have any children after 10 years, and you know, they tried the whatever medical things are, they couldn't have any children. So really it says you're supposed to be Megarish, you know, in a divorce, but that's not always easy, right? They don't want to do that, and, you know, and it could be devastating for both of them. So he talks about various Sgulos Leherayon. So, you know, for a certain school. So I don't know, you know, first he says he goes to the doctor, and he goes over there checking the tool and the mezuzahs and all that stuff. But various other school. Huh?
Does he mention Amuka?
Namukas for Shidduch. No, it could be. I didn't mention it. But he mentions various other things, you know, to say certain psukim. He quotes from Rav Aryeh Levine to say the pasuk v'atanadekim asham kechem chaim kochem ayom they take out the Sefer Torah, you know, to say that the great kavona. Okay. But then he writes, okay, the tainus and various other types of things. But then he says umotzu lefanim she'enam matimim zel azeh b'shemos. But there's the reason I can't have children is something in the spheres of Kabbalah that are not compatible to names. Sheromez Lamazlam Bitsorach Lashanos Hashem. Umolel Heroyon. And then he writes, Uchshinispar same Hashem Achodosh Royal Atakim Gamaksuba. And if they change her name or his name, whatever, and have children and becomes another person who's known by that name, they should actually go ahead to change the ksuba. So we do find here,
we'll get a new wedding.
Have a whole new, I don't know, okay. But anyway, that's what it says in the, so he does apply it to that as well. Again, I don't know, I personally haven't experienced, I don't know whether it's taka, that's what they do in some camp, children for a long time. Maybe they do it. That's, again, this is in Rosh Hashanah, contemporary posek, so it could be that there is a practice, I'm not sure. But the practice, I say, well, the chol is more, somewhat of a more standard practice. But at the end, again, the goal is tshuva. You know, the goal is that the person should do tshuva, like the Ran said, that the person should see I'm a different person, a different name, so I have to be a different person in terms of my behavior as well. Okay? Which I don't like good in Shabbos.